Matt Johnson back with more of the halftime show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Minnesota Morris here on a Sunday afternoon in UMAC Conference action. And I have the pleasure of being joined by sophomore guard Michaela Koivisto, a native of Flowood, Minnesota, and in her second season with the Yellow Jackets, has seen a lot more playing time. And Michaela, thank you for joining us for the interview, the player interview here at halftime. It's just a sense of getting an idea of how you feel like the season is going here so far. I know it's, like I said, your second campaign with the team, so now you've got your feet wet, kind of figuratively speaking, as to how the program is run. And now, like I said, you're seeing a lot more court time this season. Just give us a sense on how you feel like this year has been going for both yourself and for the team.
Well, after last year, we lost some big players like Hannah and Taylor and Katie, and we all walked into this season not knowing what to expect. But after the season went on, we've had a lot of players step up and take on those bigger roles. And it's been, yeah, we've been doing good.
It does seem like you guys have come together. It's one of the things we talked about with Coach Zach Otto Fisher in the pregame interview today is the fact every year is a little different. You know, you start out at the beginning of the year, it was a very new team, a lot of transition being made, a lot of players having to step into roles they weren't familiar with. I know that last year you played almost exclusively JV basketball, didn't see a lot of court time, but you've had a couple of starts even this year and have gotten some extra playing time. Just talk about that transition for you, because I know, like I said, it changes. When you go from being a freshman, not playing a lot, to playing some starting minutes, what was your mindset going into those like those first couple of games where you were starting?
Well, I told Zach to put me where he needs me, and I've had to do exactly that. We've had a lot of players injured, so I've had to step up and play those roles. But you know what? With those girls, they've made it so much easier to be able to fill those roles because they're so supporting and so like helpful towards me. So that's helped a lot.
And I get the sense that you kind of mean like the leadership group on this group. You know, I talk about Eva, talking about Emily, you know, and Ellie, the three stars that came back from last year. You know, they're three players that actually kind of lead differently. They're, you know, they're each a little bit different from each other as far as personality goes. But they've got to be a pretty good, easy group to work with, especially when you are expected to step into the lineup when there's injuries. So that must have been a little bit easier, made the transition a little bit easier going in the starting lineup for you this year.
Yes.
You know, they're a couple players that they score a lot, but they also seem like just personality-wise, they're good for you guys. They also kind of bring out the best in you guys, and you guys seem like you're pretty confident even playing with them, even if you haven't had a lot of court time.
Yeah, they're honestly awesome. They bring the energy, they bring the positive attitudes, they bring the hustle. They're always pushing you, and they're literally amazing.
And one last question for you, Michaela. I know this is just your second year. You've got a couple more years ahead of you. Are there any personal goals or any team goals that you're hoping to accomplish before the end of the season here?
I just keep winning games, keep having players step up. That's about it.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, keep getting better and better, and then hopefully let the chips fall where they may, and hopefully that'll add up to another conference title this year, huh?
Yes.
All right, Michaela, well, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the season, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again in the future.
Thank you.
That was Yellow Jacket sophomore guard Michaela Koivisto. I'll be right back with more of the halftime show right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.